Here we go.
Okay, look at it this way. If you take the point of obsession and draw a vertical line perpendicular to the ritual behaviors of repetitive binding force, attention to free energy can become the consequence of inventory. And when that happens, the reason of self-absorption becomes a warrior, sane enough to be immovable, shifting only when literally rearranged. This is an entanglement equation. This is an entanglement equation. The first attention being the energy of ritual behavior, the very consequence of mathematics. Love is the apex, where reason is annihilated by an assembly of entanglement and loss, your mind being the immovable point beyond literal derangement. What I'm trying to say is that the apex of love is independent of the obsession point, which is the very point where sanity and repetition begin. Notwithstanding the self-absorption of reason entanglement, which is primarily immovable, other than the shifting of some literal arrangements of binding forces, warriors being the best mathematicians to decipher the consequence of inventory. I hope this explains my views succinctly, and if not, at least in a more or less is more kind of way, which could possibly persuade you to agree with me, no matter whether our assemblage point coincides with hocus pocus or not. This is not really poetry. I take words that make no sense and string them together until they are hopefully levels of meaning people can read into and decide for themselves what it means to them, just like a shaman dude. I am no self-appointed shaman dude. I'm joking around. I find myself amusing or not. I don't know. Look at it this way. This is an entanglement equation. There are abstract meanings in phone rings. Vague is the distance between echoes.